This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 262 for Wednesday, February 9th. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday as they recovered from sharp losses in the overnight session. However, the Canadian oilseed backs away from much larger gains. The March canola contract rises $3.80 at $1,026.60 per ton. The May contract climbs $6.40 at $1,013.50 per ton. A trader says canola is no longer showing any independent strength as it follows oil and meal values. There are good upswings in the Chicago soy complex with more support for canola coming from higher values in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. While increases in global crude oil prices are moderating, they continue to spill over into edible oils. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 78.94 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.68. The United States Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply and demand estimates late this morning. The report shows a 5 million ton drop in the department's forecast on Brazil soybean production, now at 134 million tons. The USDA slices 1.5 million tons off of its call on Argentina soybean production at 45 million tons. Domestically, the USDA keeps production at 120.7 million tons, but trims ending stocks to 8.84 million tons. For corn, the USDA keeps Argentina at 54 million tons and lops 1 million tons from Brazil production at 114 million. The USDA holds U.S. corn production at 383.9 million tons, with the carryover staying at 39.1 million. As for wheat, the report nudges up the U.S. carryout to 17.6 million tons, with exports dipping to 22.05 million. Total U.S. wheat production remains just below 44.8 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The March contract leaps 26 cents at $15.95 per bushel. March soy oil increases 0.75 cents at 64.1 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $7.80 at $4.61.90 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Wednesday as the March contract gains 14.5 cents at $6.47 per bushel. Chicago oats are also stronger as the March contract jumps 26.5 cents at $7.72. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as well, with Chicago March up 6 cents at $7.85. Kansas City March rises 14 cents at $8.15. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March gains 11 cents at $9.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 9th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.